Vic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Vic Naidu on East Coast Radio. Let's get real for a bit. There is no place like home. And finding a place to live in Durban has come with its challenges. I have seen flames. I have been through the most, can I tell you? I need to share this with you. So, I had all these ideas of where I wanted to live when I was making this move to Durban. And you know, you kind of like, oh, it's got to be central, close to all the shops. Ooh, it'd be nice if I could live near the ocean, because you think Durban Beach, everybody hangs out at the beach. Yeah, not a thing. But I had a few requirements. It needed to be on the upper level because Durban is infamous for snakes. I watched the Snakes in the City show, and that was the biggest thing for me moving to Durban, was the snakes. And I was like, I think I'm safe if I live like on the top floor. Snakes aren't really going to go to the trouble of creeping up on the wall. Then I found out where I live, there are monkeys, because there's a nature reserve or reserve somewhere there, and there's a monkey, the mother queen, and all her minions around her who are protective over it the most. And then I've got to keep the windows closed. And I'm not complaining, because I have a beautiful view. I'm really close by the river. Apparently I'm on the right side of the river too, is what someone told me. I don't know what that means. If you know, please explain that to me. I'm still trying to like understand all the nuances here. And then the other thing I found out the other day is bats. I have bats by my window. That thing that's called the awning. It's called an awning. Yeah, that thing. So, pretty safe to say what makes where I live special is the oversupply of nature. And it's overwhelming for someone like me who's scared of snakes, bats, and monkeys. I have all of that. We want to hear from you this afternoon. Our WhatsApp is 061-792-9495. Tell us, what makes your neighborhood so cool?
Hi. Sorry about the monkeys. Sorry about the bats.
I know.
But yeah, this is what makes my place, my haven place, my happy place. I live mid-floor, so the bats are too high up and we don't have monkeys around.
Oh, you're lucky.
So yeah.
You're so lucky.
I'm pretty happy even if I just stand there and look for hours. But as of today, I think I can actually walk on the beach.
Oh,
so
nice. No.
Pretty excited.
Walk like, yeah, I'm not sure in terms of what level 2 restrictions in the beach is. But I, KZN is a beautiful place. And that's what I want to hear from you now. I want you to tell me what makes your spot in KZN so cool.
Hi, East Coast Radio, and all the listeners out there that's listening to this right now. My name is Tone Ashley, and I'm 13 years old.
What a cool name, Tone.
My favorite thing about my neighborhood is it is very safe around here. There are dogs practically in every single house here.
Love!
And my best friend lives right down the road from me.
Nice.
So I really love that. And if my dad is listening to this right now, I just want to tell him that I love him very much. And aww, you guys must have a super awesome day further. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm actually from the Western Cape. I live in Cape Town in a suburb called District 6. What I love the most about my neighborhood is, I'm not sure if you guys know, but District 6, because of the forced removals and stuff that
yes,
happened there, it used to be a suburb with people from all races and all colors living there, all religions also. But then the government decided to move the people and they sent the Indian people to Rylands, the coloreds down the Cape Flats, the black people to Khayelitsha, and then it was declared a white-only area. They destroyed all their homes. So people were very sad to leave the area, but I see now they are building a lot of flats and stuff for the people to live in. What I also like is the community. They all stand together. Like if you cook something in your house, it's like customary to always give the neighbor something and
I
things
love
like that. So yeah.
I love neighbors who share food. We need neighbors who share food. They're important. And yes, it sounds to me, Jaden, District 6, it is like, it's almost like, I think it's a heritage site. Sitle will let me know, but it's an important area in our history as well. Hit us up, 061-792-9495. We want to hear what's cool about your neighborhood, your spot in KZN, or like we just heard from Jaden. Jaden's not listening in KZN, he's listening in the Western Cape.
Hey, it's BK.
Oh, it's BK.
I split my time between Durban and Dundee.
Ooh.
Inland. So I actually
levels
have two neighborhoods. And what's cool about them is that when I'm in Durban, I stay in Chartwell. So, you know, there's the all of the amenities are just down there. All of the the bars, the, you know what I mean, like the restaurants, yeah, and all of the stuff that just makes that area cool, the beach, the ocean, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's close by.
And what's cool about my neighborhood in Dundee is that it has none of that stuff, because I hate noise. I'm tired of drunk people making noise at 3 a.m. I don't swim in the ocean. I rarely go to the beach. It's just quiet in Dundee, and I love it.
PK. So basically, PK has the best of both worlds. When he's tired of the buzz and the hive of activity that Durban offers him, then he goes to Dundee and it's quiet. There's no ocean. There are no loud people at 3 a.m. in the morning. I love that. That's good balance. You know, life is all about balance.
Hi, East Coast. What I love about my neighborhood is that it's a very friendly place. Yeah, and people are helpful. Like, people help each other here. But what I love the most about it is that behind my house, there's a beautiful view of a mountain. You know, like, I could just sit there for hours and let the air just rush through my skin.
Sounds so lush.
It's such a peaceful place.
I love it. Thank you for sharing what makes your spot so special. Vic Naidoo, East Coast Radio.